Town in a row. Allison speaking.
Hey, Allison, it's Julian from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I just took down your sticky note on my computer because I thought I'd talk to you. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I'm at least glad you remembered me.
Nope, of course I remembered you. And I was supposed to call you back, and for some reason I thought you called me back after we had our line of credit approved, and I'd said, no, we are all set for right now. And the time to check in with us again would be December.
Okay, cool. Not a problem. I'm glad you got your needs taken care of. So you're using a line of credit. Was it still with Wells Fargo?
It's with our bank.
Okay, gotcha. You guys use local bank or something?
Yeah, we use a local bank, and we had a line of credit. And again, I didn't know exactly what the bosses were doing, but the bank had called. And then all of a sudden, out of the middle of nowhere, the bank called me and said, okay, the line of credit, we've decided to just increase your line of credit, and this is what's going on, and get them to sign this paperwork. So
very
all that,
good.
I was going to say, all that happened very quickly, and I thought that I had called you that you had called me during all of that.
Yeah, no,
but
no
I really
problem
did. It was probably last Friday. I looked at the Julian Bank of Cardiff note and said, I'm pretty sure I talked to him and told him. It was probably some random human being that called and asked about lending us money, and I said, oh, no, we're all set.
No problem. I'm sure you talk to 100 people every day. I actually had called yesterday and spoke with Kyle. I think I called a little bit later in the day. But not a problem. I can definitely check back with you guys later this year. If for some reason, you need more than what your line of credit can do, or if for some reason the bank pulls a line of credit from you, or if you don't want to...
I've got your contact information tagged.
Perfect. Okay. Well,
okay.
thanks very much, Allison. By the way, if you guys need equipment, we help out with that too. We do equipment financing.
Yeah, I was going to say that I'm pretty sure we've used you for equipment financing, but it was something that you sounded familiar enough, the bank, and it's not a bank I would have heard of for any other reason, so I think...
Yes, yeah, you were probably working with one of our other agents a couple years back or something like that. That could have been...
I think it was actually a couple decades back. A
couple decades? Maybe.
Yeah, it was one of those, I went to file a new John Deere loan, and there it was, and so...
Oh, wow.
One of those, oh, okay.
It's like, oh, those guys.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, I was going to say the OEMs are offering such good deals that, in general, we've been going through them. But
yeah, if you can get the OEM, you can't do much better than that. A lot of times they'll get you even like 0%. So.
Yeah, I was going to say we've got a bunch of 0% and then on new, and then even for used, they're giving us like 0.6% or something. So.
Wow, that's awesome. What manufacturer is doing that?
Bobcat.
Wow, that's pretty good.
We've needed a couple skid steers to replace our very old 1990s skid steers.
Nice. Yeah, that's really good for used. And, if you can get approved with them, that's awesome. They only approve a very small percentage of customers. They don't really like to mess around with any risky business or anything like that. So.
Well, that's good, because sometimes I feel like we're risky. But but we're still here, and we've been here for 61 years. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Since
that's
1961,
awesome.
53, 55, something in there.
Yeah. Is Alan the founder?
No, he's second generation.
Okay, so is his dad or something, or his parents passed it down to him?
His parents, his dad, and his dad's good friend, one of them bought a dozer, one of them bought a truck to move the dozer, and Town in a Row was formed.
Wow, isn't that awesome? Yeah, I think there's definitely something to be said about small businesses that are like family-run. They have like something special that... They can, I don't know, they can just kind of make it through anything. I mean, 61 years or 51 years, whatever you said, they made it through a couple recessions, probably like three or four recessions. And
yeah.
Most businesses, like 50-60% of small businesses don't survive like the big economic hits, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, again, so. The third generation is working for us now. And his dad said this was the worst, again, Alan said this is the worst one he's ever seen. And he's actually kind of glad that Kyle started during it so that Kyle knows how bad it can get.
So he appreciates when it is good, when it is busy and stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, so he'll be able to run it even better when it's going well because he'll know what to plan for.
Yeah, because he got trained when it was already in the bad economy.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, 2013 was our worst year. They, they didn't have to close the doors, but it was one of those.
It was close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you guys made it, and here we are, so.
Yep, we had a good year last year, and this year looks like it's going to be even better. Well,
at least that's awesome.
Good. We'll go for at least
far,
good.
So far, so good.
I'm not going to jinx us.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, Allison, nice chatting with you. I appreciate your time, but I'll check back with you later in the year.
December?
Okay, excellent. All right. Well, appreciate your time. Tell everybody who said hello.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.